Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 will get you to our WhatsApp platform, and of course 47913 SMS. The Nelson Mandela Foundation has asked whether it's time to ban the old South African flag after the furore it created around the Black Monday marches on October the 30th. Online is Luzuku Korti, Director of Communications at the Nelson Mandela Foundation. Luzuku, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having us.
I can see that somebody's come out to say that maybe it's time to ban the old South African flag. What are the reasons that you're giving for it, particularly in the light of what happened on Black Monday?
Well, our statement is actually invoked by that, by the Black Monday protests, and we feel that this has actually exposed deep divisions within South African population, and a lot of people have very strong feelings about either the apartheid South Africa from either side, and we feel that this is a conversation that we have been postponing for the longest time. We feel that this is a conversation about where we are going. Yes, it is a conversation about where we come from and the symbols that define and represent that past, but also a conversation about where we're going as a country. And therefore, if we're going to build a country where the blacks and the whites in South Africa, the young and the old, and all of the kind of demographics in South Africa, divided as they are, if they are to live in the same country, they have to identify with one country. And that country is South Africa, which is identified through its symbols of national unity, the flag, the national anthem, and so on. So we have to have a conversation, therefore, as to what do we do about the symbols that define and represent our past. And what happens amongst us about those who still hold dear to them with a lot of passion and connection. The symbols that used to divide us, such as the apartheid South Africa flag. What happens to those things? And should we then think about building into our South African laws and our South African systems tools that are going to allow us to deal with these things? Because there's nobody who said people can't go to museums to connect and reckon with the past, such as the apartheid museum and the Kgosi Mampuru prison, where you see how people like Steve Biko were hanged. And you can come to the Center of Memory in the Nelson Mandela Foundation and see the history of our country and everywhere else. So nobody says you can't go there and engage with this past and reckon with it. But if you're going to use it and display it in public spaces during protests, you're actually dividing South Africans while you are actually supposed to be fighting a common cause, which is crime, which is murder of farm workers and farm owners, right? So instead of uniting people behind that, you are waving these flags, dividing the South African population, making South Africans choose between fighting for crime or fighting for their country. And you can't do that. So this is something that we need to engage about and find a collective solution to us.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I was actually looking at some of those images and some of those flags. I mean, in itself, the flag, when you see it today, looks like a total anachronism. And if one looks at the flags on the flag, it's the very picture not just of apartheid, but of colonialism. So
colonialism, yeah.
Yeah, there's everything in that flag that one should not really feel proud about.
Well, that's exactly the point we're making here, that this protest happening 7 days ago on Monday last week actually told us that there are people who are feeling very connected, who are proud, and who are nostalgic about the kind of South Africa that we've moved away from, right? Instead of keeping these flags for purposes of memory, of reflecting on our past, and saying this is where we come from, but we don't want to go back there. There are people who are actually proud of it. And we are saying there is something wrong or something unusual about the transition of South Africa, and therefore the path we have moved forward, we've used to move forward. And maybe we need to engage about that path. What exactly did we do, and what is it that we didn't do? What is still outstanding to be done so that we're able to complete that journey and maybe have a conversation that helps us to reckon with the past? Because we can't condemn those people completely. We can't say they don't belong to South Africa. They are South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about them that makes them nostalgic, and they make them connected to that past, that makes them actually feel that they're not part of the new South Africa that we have built. Because we have to accept here that the flags, both flags, they are not just colors, right? They're not just cloth with a variation of colors. They are representation of a particular society. So if you have an apartheid South Africa flag, we have to accept that, first of all, apartheid was crime against humanity, and those flags, that flag represented the very crime against humanity, because it was a symbol of that time. And if you have a South African flag, a current South African flag with the six colors that we have today, you're reflecting on the democracy and the diversity that we have built post that period. So if you have these two flags and you have to engage on them, and you have people publicly waving the old flag and publicly burning the new flag, there's a huge message that is being sent there. And what we do not want to do is to say neither of these people must be condemned. We must say these people belong to this country, and both of them need to engage about our way forward. Because if this country is to move forward in the way Madiba had dreamt, in the way that we all have hoped in 1994, then we have to have a conversation about how do we build a South Africa conducive enough for all of us to live in.
Nazuko, do you think that this conversation should also involve a measure of education? Sometimes I think people perhaps fly these flags because they haven't been educated perhaps politically, historically, or even socially to actually understanding why South Africa the way it is today, why we had to undergo the transition, and why there is a new flag.
Well, we spend a lot of our time today talking about the politics of the now, and we have to think about what are we doing to the minds, the young minds that are trying to grapple with the politics of the past and therefore dreaming about the politics of the future. Because the politics of the now tend to be consuming about the corruption, about who is, you know, who is involved in whatever political race, who is involved in what corruption and what company is colluding with government, and so on and so forth. So these things seem to be the most consumers of our time. And what we need to be talking about is how do we weave into our curriculum the education that makes people understand why our flag today has six colors, why our national anthem has variations of various languages and therefore various stories from different divides of the South African population. Why do we have the kind of country that we have? What kind of sacrifices, what kind of compromises we enter into to get where we are? We also need to talk about how do we build a conversation among young people and among the future generation and the future leaders of this country about what, therefore, it means when you undermine and when you insult these symbols, when you burn it in public, when you sing a national anthem and leave out a certain portion because you don't subscribe to it. I mean, we don't just think that it's just people who think the stem on top of a bridge that need to be engaged with. It's also people who, when they sing Nkosi Galilee Africa, just keep quiet when we arrive at the point where we sing this thing. Because there's there's deep issues of disgruntlement and unhappiness about the kind of compromises and sacrifices we've had in this country. And we need to engage with people who feel undone as a result of those. So this is a conversation that must be ongoing, that cannot just start and stop, but obviously continue for the longest time. I mean, for future generations, it has to be about what is it that I know now that I pass on to my kids, to the future generation, to the children of my children, so that the legacy of people like Nelson Mandela, of the leaders of who built this country, does not just get erased by simply one march of people standing in on the bridge and one camera taking a picture and sending it viral, and therefore that legacy is eroded. We can't. We have to continuously communicate the story of South Africa in the most accurate way, which is why I was saying in the beginning that the institutes that have been put in place to carry the stories and the context, such as the Apartheid Museum, such as the Nelson Mandela Center of Memory, and many others, that curate these stories in a very responsible and accurate way, because there's context there. You can see the flag, you can see the ropes that were used to hang people at Kosimampuru, but there's a story and a narration that is attached to that. You don't just see it waving around and you don't have context. Because if you don't do that, the people who were hit by that flag, you are suddenly waking up, wounds or opening wounds that were already healing. And those who feel undone by this new South Africa, who are white, who feel that their country was handed over to black people who are not supposed to run their country, when you don't communicate and converse about why things are the way they are today, they also feel undone, and the conversation therefore must include both sides of the aisle and must let these people air this displeasure, because this really fits right deep into the heart of South Africa.
Absolutely. Zuku Korti, Director of Communications, Nelson Mandela Foundation, thanks for chatting to us about the question whether it's time or not to ban the old South African flag. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the week.
Thank you.